All right, we're broadcasting live from the mayor's reception, and I have my colleague Bob Wood with me, and I forced him to sit down with me for a few seconds to tell me about, you know, what you learned today at the summit.
Well, more than a few seconds, I'm going to be here for the next hour and a half. No. What did I learn today? Some of the effects of the turf removal programs, how they are working, why they work, and why in some situations they may not, how they've been tweaked over time. And it's nice to know that there are groups that have already gone through the exercise of creating the legislation, the aspects of a turf removal program, non-functional turf, by the way, make it good for the customer, good for the utility, and good for the environment all at the same time. Even though there have been problems, and I like to play football as well as the next person on green grass, but we've also got to find ways to use water better.
Yeah, I thought those sessions were really interesting too. I don't know if I can get my takeaways, but I was just thinking, now that we're talking office, you know, and things that we learned, is the energy-water nexus.
Yes.
And the potential to save water around energy efficiency. I think that's a brand new conversation. We had like three tracks focusing on that today. And so
right.
I thought that was different, interesting, and sort of like the new frontier.
And I really don't understand the entire concept yet. I want to get into it deeper.
Yeah.
Because here at the conference, everybody's got a five-minute explanation. I need a day's worth.
I do too, Bob. I agree. Let's ask for that.
And get into it. But I know it's possible because energy and water are so related. But, you know, I've been in water for so long, I have blinders on.
Yeah.
So I've got to find a way to take those off.
Right. No, I agree. Well, Bob, thank you for stopping by. Thanks for all of the great work that you do.
I'm thrown out already, huh?
I know. I wanted to end with the tour of our office on Saturday for our listeners.
Absolutely. We'll be there. We've got some great plants. It's a little different than last year because this year we went from winter to summer. We had no spring, so the entire blooming period for some of these plants seemed to be about 3 days long. But I've still got a lot in bloom there, but it's great. Come by and see the soil conditions. Ask us how often we water. Take a look at the plant material, and then you'll agree that your yard should look like this. Your business should look like this. Because you would spend so much less water, or time and money and water taking care of this landscape, and I could still walk away from it for 2 weeks vacation and come back and it would still be there, kind
yeah.
of thing.
Well, you know, definitely come by, check out all of Bob's hard work. We are giving away seeds and some other giveaways. We also have some other partners who will be there with us on Saturday.
Absolutely.
The Xerce Society, the Firebird, Cactus Rain, the Cactus Rescue Project, and many others. So stop by and learn. And to learn more about the tours or about the Next Generation Water Summit, visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.